It's been great. We're about 7 months into the year, which is kind of crazy. Flying by, next 5 months we'll be preparing for convention. But it's been a whirlwind of opportunities, experiences from overseas opportunities in Japan to visiting state conventions across the nation to interacting with thousands and thousands of FFA members. It's been the year of a lifetime.
Talk about the trip to Japan.
Absolutely. So we take a trip to Japan every year for the past 30 years or so. National officers have gone to interact with Future Farmers of Japan members, kind of see what the agriculture is like in Japan, cooperate amongst each other to figure out what the next generation of agriculture will look like. Obviously, we had an opportunity to kind of tour the tourist attractions, so we got to see a lot of history, a lot of culture, spent a couple nights with a host family kind of enveloping in the culture. But overall, an awesome opportunity to envelop in the culture of another country, experience that was definitely a highlight of our year.
What did you learn about agriculture in Japan?
Well, it's interesting because you look at Japan, land-wise, they don't have as much land as we do. So obviously to feed for 100 million folks in Japan with the amount of land that they have is very, very difficult. So what we learned is that they are on the cutting edge of technology. They have not quite yet kind of accepted the biotechnology and the GMO kind of movement, but they are on the cutting edge of the technology and such. We visited a farm that was growing hydroponic lettuce 30 stories high, and it was crazy the amount of food that they could produce on such a small acreage of land. So we learned a lot in that aspect. Hopefully we can bring that to the United States in the near future.
One of the big challenges I know that a couple of years ago was with the tidal wave and Fukushima blowing up, and that threatened agriculture on the northern part of that country.
Absolutely. What we learned about Japan probably most of all is that they have a lot of pride in their country. So they have had numerous natural disasters and big heartbreaks over the last however many years. But their country was able to bounce back from that. Agriculture has stayed strong. They're really trying to get young folks involved in agriculture. It's been a struggle for the last however many years. But the Future Farmers of Japan and agriculture education in Japan is starting to do a great job of getting those folks into the industry to revitalize the tradition of agriculture.
One of the things, and we talked about this, I think, back in January as well, and that is the opportunities that are out in there in agriculture today, not only in the United States, but around the globe. How do we fill that need?
Absolutely. It's a challenge that FFA and agriculture education faces every day. We hear the statistic that we're going to have to feed 9 billion people by the year 2050. That's massive. But I think we are at a pivotal moment here. Agriculture is looking good. We have an opportunity to expand on the technology that we're using. We have an opportunity to educate consumers on the many different facets of agriculture. And I think that the youth of FFA and agriculture education, as well as the industry, is kind of taking a lead role and really doing a great job of advocating in ways that we need to be advocating, getting the word out about agriculture so that we can face those challenges in the future. We definitely have a roller coaster ride ahead of us, but we're at an exciting time right now and looking forward to the future.
Obviously, technology playing a big part of that, and you alluded to the fact of whether or not GMOs, which are a controversy around the world and so on. How do we convince that next generation and convince the world that which technologies are safe and which are tools we need to utilize?
Yeah, obviously a big controversial issue that we face in agriculture every day. I think the biggest thing that we need to realize is that we do have a job of feeding the world, and no matter what component of agriculture that we are in agreement with or involved with, we all have that common goal at the end of the day, and that's to feed people. So whether our choice is in supporting organic or local, the local movement, or whether our choice is in conventional farming, whatever that is, it's okay to have our opinions. We need to move forward, continue to produce that food for the next generation, and continue to grow agriculture into the future. Because like I said, we have a goal of feeding people, and it's getting challenging and more challenging. So looking forward to the opportunities that we have to collaborate into the future, and hopefully we can all get on board with that as we move forward.
Talk about the people you've met over the course of the last 7 months.
Oh, it's been great. Had opportunities to meet people from, you know, Japan, as we mentioned earlier, but in the United States, from Alaska to Mississippi, Rhode Island, to Texas. And it's been absolutely extraordinary to see the passion that students, alumni, teachers, supporters have for this organization, whether in the blue jacket now, whether they wore the blue jacket before, or whether they've just seen the impact that FFA could have on students across the country. It's incredible to see that passion, but also to see the backgrounds that people come from. You know what? Yeah, the folks here in Wisconsin are quite different than the folks down in Mississippi, and to see the variety of backgrounds and cultures that we all come from is quite extraordinary. But to see that we're all passionate and moving forward behind a common cause is so inspiring.
Biggest surprise so far?
I think the biggest thing for me is kind of what we chatted about earlier, is just the background of different people. You know, just seeing the culture of the southern states, the culture of Alaska, just to see the backgrounds that people come from, the livelihoods that people bring to agriculture, and to see and understand, you know, the background of FFA members. You know, you meet people in the South that have grown up on cotton farms and tobacco farms, and then I met a student here in Wisconsin who raises emus, and then I've also met a student who is big into fishing in Alaska. So to see the wide variety of supervised agriculture experiences and the variety of different folks across the country is so empowering.